You're listening to Beyond Her Grind, the podcast that helps women of color who are exhausted and tired achieve a life of ease and reach fulfillment within their careers. I'm your host, Esther Leonard, a career coach, professional speaker, entrepreneur, frequent nap taker, and former grinder. Stay updated with bi-weekly episodes by subscribing to this podcast, and be sure to follow me on Instagram at Beyond Her Grind, and check out my website at beyondhergrind.com. Let's ease into it. Welcome back to another episode of Beyond Her Grind. I'm your host, Esther, and this is the podcast that helps women of color who are exhausted and tired achieve a life of ease and reach fulfillment within their careers. So stay updated with bi-weekly episodes. Subscribe if you haven't already. Follow me on Instagram at BeyondHerGrind. And check out my website at BeyondHerGrind.com. Let's ease into it. So we're going to talk about ease, and we're going to talk about using ChatGPT or AI for it. So if you haven't heard about ChatGPT in your job search or career, what are you doing? Time to jump on the bandwagon. I've been using ChatGPT since the summer to help me organize my thoughts, create outlines for my podcast, create captions for my LinkedIn posts, even to help with some of my clients, like creating cover letters, things like that. It's super helpful. So I'm going to talk about ChatGPT today, and I'm going to start off by sharing a podcast script that ChatGPT created for this episode. I'll read through it, and then after that, I'll take some notes, and I'll talk about the pros and cons of the script and how I'd use a script for ChatGPT. The topic will be about careers, but I just want to sort of talk through how ChatGPT works. And I am going to use ChatGPT, and we'll see both the inadequacies of it, and we'll see the advantages of using ChatGPT. So what I did was I went to ChatGPT, and it is called chat.openai.com. So you can sign up and create a profile, and you can use it. There's a free version, and then there are some paid versions. There are some other versions of AI or ChatGPT, and there's also some versions that are more culturally relevant, in which they're trying to utilize lexicon or words, vocabulary that other ethnicities, ethnic groups, demographics may use, or from people from different demographic backgrounds. But I'm using ChatGPT. So I went there, and basically what I typed in was how to use ChatGPT in your career, resume, and job search podcast episode. So ChatGPT spits out in a podcast episode. It titles it Leveraging ChatGPT in Your Career, Resume, and Job Search. And then it even like tells you podcast intro music fades in, you know, so it gives you prompts on where to put in the music, those types of stuff. And then it dives in with Welcome to Your Podcast, where we explore innovative strategies to help you excel in your career and job search. I'm your host, Esther. And in today's episode, we're diving into the world of artificial intelligence and how you can leverage tools like ChatGPT to enhance your career, optimize your resume, and streamline your job search process. So sit back, relax, and let's explore the possibility. So it creates a welcome. So I already did a welcome, but it like starts the podcast from scratch. So I'm just going to go through this podcast, the rest of the podcast, like an episode, and then talk about it. All right. Let's start by discussing what ChatGPT is and how it can benefit you in your career. ChatGPT is an AI-powered language model developed by OpenAI that can generate human-like text based on the input it receives, whether you're looking for career advice, resume tips, or job search strategies. ChatGPT can provide valuable insights and guidance to help you navigate your professional journey. One way you can use ChatGPT to enhance your career is by optimizing your resume. Simply input your resume text into ChatGPT, and it can generate suggestions for improving your content formatting and overall presentation. From choosing the right keywords to highlighting your most relevant skills and experiences, ChatGPT can help you create a resume that stands out to recruiters and hiring managers. ChatGPT can also serve as a valuable resource for career advice and guidance. Whether you're considering a career change, seeking advice on professional development, or looking for tips on how to advance in your current role, ChatGPT can provide personalized insights and recommendations based on your specific needs and goals. Simply ask ChatGPT a question, and it can generate helpful resources to support your career journey. Additionally, ChatGPT can assist you in your job search by providing tailored recommendations for job openings, networking opportunities, and interview preparation tips. By inputting your desired job title, industry, and location, ChatGPT can generate a list of relevant job listings, suggest professional networking events or organizations to join, and offer advice on how to ace your interviews. Finally, ChatGPT can be a valuable tool for professional development. Whether you're looking to learn new skills, stay updated on industry trends, or connect with other professionals in your field, ChatGPT can provide resources and recommendations to support your growth and advancement. From online courses and webinars to networking groups and mentorship programs, ChatGPT can help you take your career to the next level. And that's a wrap for today's episode of Beyond Her Grind. I hope you found our discussion on leveraging ChatGPT in your resume, career, and job search informative and inspiring. Remember, technology is constantly evolving, and by embracing tools like ChatGPT, you can gain a competitive edge in today's jobs market. Until next time, take care and keep striving for success. And then the music fades in. So that was the script. Very short, not elaborate, not detailed. So I wanted to share this because it's very mechanical. It's very robotic. Sometimes I'm working on a client cover letter and I would create an outline of the cover letter and then I'll put it in ChatGPT and then it'll fix it or help with grammar. And I will make a note when I put it back on a document, like say I'm using Google Docs, I'll just make a note, make it sound more human, right? So what I want to do is kind of dive in into how you could really use ChatGPT, like how I would write about this. So I'm going to revisit some of the topics that they talked about. So let's start with resume. So in my work, I'm seeing a lot of students, well, at least at Boston University, use ChatGPT for their resume. Definitely do that, but be mindful of the language on ChatGPT. I noticed that ChatGPT uses like adjectives that we don't really use, or they're unnecessary or just too extravagant. And especially there's a huge international student population. So if English is their second language, they're not really catching on to the nuances of like, yeah, you don't write like this. So it might use something like orchestrated a strategy to increase social media engagement for upcoming career fair, when maybe using the word develop might be better. Not to say you can't use orchestrate on a resume. I think I have orchestrate on one of my resumes. But just really think about the market, the industry that you're aiming to work in. What type of language do they tend to use? And just keep that in mind while you're writing your resume. So that's why I as a tip, I always recommend to use ChatGPT more as a guide or an outline. And ultimately, use the job descriptions as an outline when you're writing your resume. You want to use those verbs from there. So check out my resume podcast episode for more information on how to tailor your resume. I did put a job description into ChatGPT and gave the command to tailor a resume to the job description for a part-time employment facilitator and essentially created two jobs. So I put my resume and that. So I had one that was kind of focused on my resume and then one that was more focused on an employment facilitator. So it didn't really like tailor it. Like what I'd like to do is look at the job description and look at the resume and sort of massage the language to sound like that. But it says stuff like it gives an objective, like dedicated and experienced employment facilitator with a passion for assisting transitional service members and their families in achieving successful civilian employment. So it's using language from it. It even goes into like using the team in Honolulu because it was based in Honolulu, Hawaii. See, that's stuff you don't need to have on your resume. So it's not that easy to just put your job description. I wouldn't recommend to just put the job description on there. Also, objectives aren't always necessary. If you are going to have something at the top of your resume, I prefer more of a summary, but every career coach is different. And then it focused on two jobs that were based on the job description. So it broke it down into an employment specialist role and a workforce solutions specialist role. And these were roles that were mentioned in the job description. So on the bullets on the resume included the requirements that the job description wanted. So leverage 4 years of experience as a workforce solution specialist to provide tailored employment solutions to clients. So if I was writing that, I wouldn't say leverage 4 years. I would be specific with what they're leveraging. So this is an example of like an actual bullet on the resume. But a bullet that was pretty decent was conducted job market research, identified job opportunities, and facilitated job placements for clients. So has a strong action verb. It tells what the person did. It sounds like it's coming from the job description. And one of the things that I noticed when on ChatGPT, it wrote the resume similar to more of a cover letter. Like it had an addressee, it had references, it had a closing statement. That's more for folks who need a cover letter. So if this is someone's first time writing a resume, I wouldn't recommend ChatGPT. Let's see. So with a cover letter, I actually prefer using ChatGPT for a cover letter rather than a resume because you can draft the cover letter and put it in there and it sort of elaborates a little bit more. Because sometimes you don't know what to say, but you might want to talk about your experiences. Like, I know I've had XYZ experiences, but you can't really elaborate or you can't really articulate it. And it uses beautiful grammar. Mind you, check the grammar to make sure it sounds human or like people actually use those words on a regular basis or it's words that your industry uses. So yeah. I would say do that or, you know, think about how you talk. Because sometimes if I'm doing this for a client, I'm like, my client doesn't really talk like this. So let me like rewrite it. But definitely you could use ChatGPT like for grammar structures. So instead of using like Grammarly, you can use ChatGPT. So for career advice, I would dive deeper. So what I did was I typed in, I want a job that I work 20 hours a week, but work 6 figures. And ChatGPT pretty much delivered. It told me it will be challenging, but not impossible. But it gave me some examples. Like I can freelance, I can tutor, I can work in the medical field, I can do real estate, I can do investment. And then it also provided some details about that. So if you're looking for a skill through various articles on Google, ChatGPT sort of summarizes it. The issue that I noticed is that ChatGPT doesn't really add a lot of stats and figures. In fact, there is a caveat statement. There's a statement that says, I don't have access to real-time data, but I can provide insights based on trends up to my last training data in January 2022. What it misses, like not necessarily what it shows, what's missing is like the viability of the jobs, like how is the current market? Because that's what the data is supposed to update you. For example, tech is great. They had an example of tech as like, you can work part-time, but it's high paying. But the layoffs of the past 2 years have been brutal. So a lot of people have been impacted by that. So maybe some people don't want to go into the tech field. And then it does show some other jobs like, oh, I typed in what can a career coach do specifically that's part-time. And they listed recruiter. They listed educational advising, consulting, entrepreneur. So you could, like I said, you could use that for your search. Then I did something more specific. I typed in ChatGPT, companies that are hiring for remote part-time career coaching. And then they had a list of companies like FlexJobs, and then they explained what it was. FlexJobs specializes in remote and flexible job opportunities across various industries, including career coaching. It talked about BetterUp, The Muse, RiseSmart, Thrive Global, The Career Project, Career Joy, Remote.co. And then it just elaborates on what each of these platforms are, LinkedIn as well. And then it gives you a reminder to customize your resume and your cover letter to highlight your relevant experience to those roles. Another thing you can use ChatGPT for are for interviews. And you can populate general questions, but also questions that are specific to a particular industry as well. So if you want a list of questions to practice, or if you're going to do a mock interview with someone, you can have those questions ready for the mock interviewer. In terms of like career fairs and events, I believe they're limited because they don't use real-time data. So I typed in career fairs in Chicago and it just gave you tips, but didn't provide any specific dates or specific places. So I would use Google for that, or an event website like Eventbrite or a local event website. For professional development, essentially ChatGPT gives advice similar to the other commands that I provided. So same thing, you add a prompt and then it'll just say like, here, build new skills in this way. You know, it'll just explain what to do. Network, do this. So overall, I do still think it's a good tool to use in your career search. I don't think you necessarily need to get rid of Google. I think Google will still be your friend, but it's a tool, not a solution. So I'd recommend to use this in addition to other career search or job search strategies. So articles, YouTube, advice, resources that you may have. And I know I talked about this. This is mainly focused on the career search, but I've seen people use this for scripts for, I know I talk about podcasts, but script for podcasts, for YouTubes, essays. that's something that's coming up a lot now in a lot of universities. So overall, you could use that for these different reasons. You could also use it for your job. Like I said, you can use Grammarly, the platform called Grammarly, but you can also use this. Other ways I've used it in the podcast is sometimes for an idea. So I might have a podcast idea, but I'm not sure what aspects I should focus on. So I might just type in a script that says, looking for jobs during the holidays. And it'll tell me, like, talk about how there's so many events during the holidays. Talk about, like, people are still hiring, or there's less competition, or whatever it may be. And then what you can do is add to your command so you can make it more robust. So I could have added more to it. Like, I want it to talk about career search, job search, interviewing, you know, like add more career related topics to it. And then it also does a good job writing lingual, like for social media posts. So if you can use it for social media, if you put like, make an Instagram caption for whatever topic, or you can start writing the draft and it'll try to create that vibe that's typical for Instagram. It also does it for LinkedIn. I think it does it a little bit better for LinkedIn, but yeah, so you could do that. Of course, I still think you need to tailor it and make it human. But, you know, ChatGPT is getting really popular. According to a survey conducted by Resume Builder, approximately 46% of job seekers have already integrated ChatGPT in their document creation process. So cover letters, resumes, all that type of stuff. And 50% of the survey respondents have been using ChatGPT for various purposes related to job applications as well. So people are using it for interview preparation, you know, formulation of both questions and answers as well. So it the article sheds light on like the versatile applications that ChatGPT has in this process. So yeah, that's the episode. Honestly, I really wanted to have a very career related sort of geeky episode that can help some of you all who are looking for jobs currently in the job search process and use a tool, use an AI tool to really advance your search. So I really hope you found this helpful. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and follow me at Beyond Her Grind on Instagram and stay tuned to my next episode. I really, really hope you found this episode useful.
Just a reminder, follow me on Instagram at Beyond Her Grind and check out my website at beyondhergrind.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, subscribe, and review on your favorite podcast platform like iTunes or Spotify. I'd love to hear your feedback so that I can produce more amazing content in the future. Thanks so much and talk to you soon.